Hey everybody, welcome back to Shield Your Ears, FilmDispenser.com's Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Logan.
I'm Tim.
I'm Pat.
And we have about 45 minutes before Pat turns into an evil robot and tries to kill us all. So we'll just...
he turned into Asia. Me and Pat just made the same joke.
So we'll jump right into the episode. Spoilers for this week's Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What was the title? Patriot. So yeah, we're going to spoil some stuff. If you don't want to know, don't listen any further. And we're probably going to talk a little bit about the new Logan trailer. So, if you're avoiding trailers, then maybe don't listen to that part either. So it's maybe just skip the episode. Don't listen to us at all. Bye guys. All right. So, Patriot, what did you think, Tim?
I enjoyed parts of it. If we're just kind of jumping straight to the end, though, like, now Coulson's got control back, but it feels like he just lost it. We just made peace that he wasn't going to have, you know, that he's kind of giving over the power. Now he's got it again. I feel like I just wish they'd make up their mind, right?
I feel like it's a very, Walking Dead kind of thing, where each season picks up, like, the season before something happens, and it's like, oh, Rick is not the same guy he was. He's not the badass leader. He's not, you know, he's kind of just rolling over. And, like, halfway through that season, it builds up to, like, Rick is taking the power back. Mm. And then by the end of the season, it's like, oh, Rick lost his power again. You know, and it's getting to that point where
it's just getting, like, really old.
Yeah. Pretty quick. I do like that Coulson is more or less back in charge.
Mm. But I did. Honestly, I didn't mind the twist. The whole that, like, you know, he was, I guess, he was just using the super soldier serum, like a sort of edited version that was combined with the Mr. Hyde serum. So.
I more or less already figured that out.
I'm just saying I didn't mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall it was fine. I'm really sick and tired of the Walking Dead routine. let's call it that.
What about you, Pat?
I always knew Mace was slimy.
But I mean, like, is he slimy? I don't know that he's. But he seems like a good dude. I don't know if I'd call him slimy.
Yeah, he's not slimy at all. You're really wanting him. You've wanted him to be slimy since the first time he appeared on screen.
I've never liked him, no, but. It was very gratifying to see him, I guess the word I'm looking for is humbled by everything and him willingly turning over power. He's like, you know what? I made a mistake. And then Coulson was like, no, this works. I don't like politics anyway.
Yeah, so, I think humbled is the right phrase there. And I agree with that. Like, it was nice to see him kind of put in his place with all his big ideas for what S.H.I.E.L.D. was going to be now. And it's like, yeah, a lot of that stuff just doesn't work.
It still feels kind of sad, though, because, I mean, when he was telling the story, you know, if he's 100% true when he was telling it, he was humble from the beginning, and people just weren't listening to him. And then he was like, well, you know, this is they're treating me like I've always wanted. Maybe this is just my chance to shine. You know, like, everyone gets that one shot, and it's his time. So...
It's his time.
You know what I mean? Like, it's what he's been, it's what he's wanted all the life. And even when he tried to be like, no, I didn't do anything, and they're still forcing it on him, take your shot, take your chance.
Yeah, the temptation was too much for him. It's like,
that's the thing, though. You say temptation, but I mean, is it like, you know, a bad temptation? They're forcing it on him. Like, maybe, you know, and he wants to do something, he wants to try to better himself.
I mean, it's still temptation. Temptation isn't always a negative thing.
I just mean in terms of Pat being real down on him. So when he said temptation, that's why I'm going more of like that. But
I don't think it's necessarily negative. But it was a temptation. I mean, it's the, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And he's like, oh, I can get great power. Like, I think I have the heart to be responsible about it. And he kind of sort of does, but the fact that all of it was based on a lie just undermines any kind of altruistic motives that he ever had.
I did like the line where they're, I think they say a curse word, I don't want to say it, but it's basically saying how they thought that Coulson would understand because he was a spy. Like, you know, out of everyone, they thought he'd understand the lines.
Yeah. It was nice to have Talbot back.
Yeah,
him and his mustache.
And that crazy haircut, man.
So speaking of mustaches, I think it's from a previous movie or something that the actor, I'm blanking on his name, that plays Coulson was in, but they posted it on Reddit that he had a mustache in an older work. So like, if you ever wanted to see what Coulson looks like with that mustache, that may said, this is it.
All right. So what about the continuing saga of the LMDs, which I know we're only two episodes in, but for me does continue to be completely underwhelming.
Radcliffe, I feel, made it more interesting this episode because I'm torn. I want to like him. He's so charismatic, and I don't know if he's actually... I mean, the last episode made him come across as a bad guy at the ending. But in this one, I'm not sure if he's actually bad or if he's just... he's working towards something and he's not willing to let ethics or responsibilities get in his way.
Pat, you scare me.
Some would say that, you know, the temptation got to him.
I mean, yeah, holding May captive is bad, but, I mean, it's not the worst that's ever happened to her.
but the Patriot, we cannot have that dude. No used car salesman in S.H.I.E.L.D., but scientists with ulterior motives, totally fine.
Not slimy at all. Not slimy at all.
Pat, you're a scary individual.
Pat.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, goodness.
I do agree with you though. Like, I think he came off less super villainy in this episode. Like, he was clearly, but ultimately he doesn't care about all of the chaos and harm that was caused. It was not his intent to cause harm, so it's kind of hard to be too down on him. Although, I mean, it's kind of his fault.
It's hard to be down on him, but it is his fault.
I mean, it is, you know.
It is, but I feel like there's the opportunity. I don't know if they're going to run with it, but the opportunity for him to be a very interesting, dynamic character, torn between what I feel is a man who's good at heart and a scientist, but also influenced by the Darkhold, because he did get a glimpse of it, and I have no doubt that's pushing him to see more of it.
I agree. I didn't know if you were waiting on something.
No, I was done.
I think it's partially that, but at the same time, you know, he has been known to do his own thing and want to try to stretch. So it's hard to really tell how much of it's the Darkhold and how much of it is himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not loving that the Darkhold continues to be this background thing, but it is more compelling than the LMD stuff. Like, I just don't care about the robot thing. And who was it that said last week that she was going to ultimately just turn on him as well? When y'all said that?
Someone said it.
It was one of you two. It wasn't me. We'll pin it on Pat. I'm pretty sure you're right. Like, based off what we saw in this episode, I was like, she's just going to snap and kill him, too.
It's so interesting because, I mean, for the most part, it seems like she's super evil whenever she's talking. But then every now and then she's like, I did exactly what you said. You know, like a real innocent, wanting to please him kind of thing. Except, like, it's particularly when he asks how hot the rocks were that she made.
Yeah.
So it's you know, I guess when's the final, you know, or the, I guess, what was it? When's the last straw kind of thing?
Yeah. What's the last straw that kind of breaks her robot
back?
Like, yeah. And she's just like, you know what? This is all your fault. I'm going to kill you too. So I think when she gets her hands on the Darkhold, that'll be it. So, It was this episode that, like, we didn't really talk about this last week, but in the fall finale, we saw her building that brain. Okay, so we haven't really discussed, like, what that was. Do you guys think that that was the brain that kind of became the Agent May life model decoy? And that's what she was doing, kind of creating something that wasn't aware of itself?
I think that was the brain that made her human, so to speak.
It's a May's brain.
No.
Now, Pat's saying it's...
Ada's.
Yeah.
So was she rewiring her own brain that she had already had in her cell, or...
I think she made a new one.
So you think she has a secret Ada hidden away? She's gonna, like, transfer her conscious over to later, or what?
Or she already has that in her, and that's why she's, like, leaning towards the, like, she gives him those dirty looks, like, I could just kill you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
I just assumed that she had, like, somehow reprogrammed herself outside of, like, because that looked like she was making the schematics for, like, a whole new brain kind of thing.
Well, yeah, that's why I was like, oh, maybe that was the brain that's in the May LMD. But then the fact that she kept giving him dirty looks, I was like, or maybe it's not. Maybe she made her own brain and is more kind of self efficient, like, she's not beholden to really what he says anymore, and she's just kind of going along with it until she gets the Darkhold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the fence, like, until they tell us which one it is, I'm like, I don't know which one it could be. So but yeah, so what else we get? Oh, we got the Fitz and the robot head at the end. That was kind of crazy.
Do you think that Ada's gonna take over Fitz's phone and get into the whole, like, Wi-Fi? That whole thing.
I didn't even think about that.
That would be interesting.
So, I mean, that's what I assumed. Is, you know, he kind of, you know, basically, you know, upload to his phone, so he's gonna be tinkering away with it. But then, you know, it's gonna, like, fly out or something.
We'll have good Ada versus bad Ada.
That's definitely another possibility, that Fitz fixes Ada and basically battles herself.
Oh, that would be good. I just want there to be a line where she takes over the base, closes it, and they're like, open the pod bay doors.
I mean, I'm down for that, but, you know. I don't know. It's a pretty popular reference. I was going to say, I don't know how many people would get that. But at this point, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would. So,
at the end of the season, do you think that we'll fix Ada and we'll have her there? Or do you think she'll die and go away, but still sort of come back, like maybe Ghost Rider? Like, you know, do you think she's going to leave or be there at the end?
I think we'll be done with her and the scientist at the end of the season.
Okay.
So, I don't think there should be another season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're done with the show. Ratings have been up, so there's a strong possibility that we're getting another season. So, which I'm not against. I just want it to be better. So, and I still mostly enjoy it. I just want it to be better.
Had we not talked about this the other week?
No, we didn't talk about
it. I must have forgotten to bring it up, because, like, there was, like, articles all over saying, like, it seemed like it was basically confirmed that they were going to do another season. Like, they were talking to some of the higher-ups and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, ratings were definitely up. The premiere was up from... It was the strongest they've had since the first episode of this season. So the fact that there was an uptick halfway through the season, like, that means something. But that also has me scratching my head, because I'm like, so that means less people watch the awesome Ghost Rider episodes? That doesn't make any sense.
I think it's more of that everyone had the chance to talk about the Ghost Rider episodes, and so they all hopped on for the second half.
Well, then they're going to be really disappointed because there's no Ghost Rider.
So, it'll be interesting seeing if it continues to go up, stays steady, or takes a, you know, strong slope down.
Yeah. That's yeah, I don't know.
I feel like Talbot was the high point of this episode.
He was so much fun.
His lines were so perfect. It's like, Agent May, aside from my mother, you were the single most intimidating woman I ever met.
Get in there.
And then the other one of his I really liked was, we're going to squeeze our prisoner like a wedge of lime on a dollar beer night.
Yeah, he has the best dialogue. That guy has so much fun in that part, man. Adrian, what's his name? Pazdar, is that his name?
Sure.
He's actually the voice of Iron Man in the Avengers cartoon.
Nice.
So, it's very strange.
Mac did have one really good line, though.
Not enough of Mac in this episode, for me.
There was not enough?
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't... I enjoyed the Matt Coulson banter and them kind of like running around playing Men in Black, but it was like them protecting this idiot who just couldn't be honest with them. And so I don't know. It didn't feel like kind of classic Matt stuff.
No, it didn't.
But I mean, it was still fun.
So, I have one line of his about if he gets any further up Talbot's butt, he'll need a snorkel.
I wasn't crazy about the axe line. I feel like they're throwing in an axe reference every other episode.
Yeah.
And I think they need to tone it down a little bit. That's just my taste. He was like, it's not an axe, but I'll make it work. But then it feels like just two episodes, you know, he's like, oh, an axe. Or when he runs in there and starts looking around, I instantly know he's going to find some type of axe weapon.
Yeah, but right. I mean, if he's handy with the axe, that's what he would look for.
Sure, but it's more of like, there's nothing else there. I don't know. It's just, it feels like they're giving him one every other six.
You were so happy about the axe gun thing.
Because the one-off or a reoccurring thing where he has that exact same weapon, but now it feels like whenever he doesn't have a weapon, he just somehow finds an axe, which in this case, it sort of makes sense because they're in the woods. But they still,
I think this is what we call nitpicking with Tim.
Hey, the slow-mo shot in the last episode where he sliced off Ada's head with the axe, that was the pinnacle of Mac and the axe. The max, you could say.
The max.
You know what my favorite piece in this whole episode was? Was after the plane crash, like Coulson doing his Men in Black thing, whipping out his sunglasses and they were broken, and it's just disgusted and throws him to the ground. Like, I laughed so hard.
When after the crash, Mac went to check on the pilot and looked at him, he had the spike through his chest. I was like, oh, he got washed.
God, why? Freaking. Anyways.
I knew it was going to happen, though. They called his name and went to check on him, and I was just like, yep.
Yeah, he's dead. I will say this. When old buddy got sucked out of the side of the plane, I was like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah.
His hair seemed really off, right? Am I alone in that?
I thought he was going to turn out to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
I did, too. I figured he was like a
dead now.
Double agent of some kind.
So yeah, that was interesting. But let's see, what did we miss anything really?
Simmons doing her interrogation. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, y'all are bigger Simmons fans than I am. So
I mean, I'm saying that was a part of the episode. I think a pretty significant part of the episode gets the information of where they are. So
yeah, but I'm just not a Simmons fan, so none of it was really.
Fitz is starting to annoy me with his obsession with Ada. I'm like, come on, man. You have fought for how many seasons now to be with Simmons? Don't screw this up over a robot.
You know what else was awesome was the opening after the assassination attempt when Daisy like flies up to the roof. That looked really good.
It did. Oh, there is one thing. We haven't mentioned yet that we absolutely need to. And this could be nothing, but the bullet the sniper fired, how it burrowed and exploded, and then the guy, when they were interrogating him, he gave that rhyme about the hammer.
Yeah, did you remember, this is the Luke Cage bullets. This is the, was it Lazarus bullets? Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hammer tag.
Mm.
So I was like, that's got to be a nod to that, right?
I mean, I felt like it was, but I don't know if we'll get confirmation that it was.
I was kind of surprised they didn't confirm it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, there's separate departments within Marvel or whatever, right?
Well, I mean, they all kind of fall under the TV banner, but the Netflix stuff is still kind of like, I actually should say the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff still kind of falls away from all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like become the cousin, not like the cousin that we don't mention, just like, oh yeah, that's our cousin. We're like kind of related to him.
So, yeah, the cousin we don't mention is the second half of last season.
I just felt it was weird to have the bullet and have, like, I guess, you know, Pat says the hammer reference and not, you know, just be, you know, come out and kind of say, you know, or have Talbot kind of be like, oh, how did he get the, you know, how did he get those bullets or some kind of throwaway line like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I just don't know if we'll get, you know, definite confirmation of that. So
I doubt there will be any sort of crossover between the two.
No.
Except for in Infinity War.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
It's happening.
I don't think so.
You're telling me part, I guess we don't, you know, it's not called Part 2 Infinity War, but Part 2 Infinity War is not going to have, you know, Coulson or everyone.
No, that might. I don't know if the Netflix people will show up.
I mean, I can imagine Coulson crossing over to the MCU because he's already been part of it, but the other characters, not so much.
I put my money on everyone. Maybe not everyone.
So we're going to see Luke Cage and Daredevil and Iron Fist and Punisher.
Again, like I said, Ghost maybe not Rider. Everyone, but there will be, you know, a good chunk of everyone. Daredevil's probably going to be in it, you know, at something, like, if regardless if it's a throwing it around the world kind of thing, or if it's...
3 years from now, we will revisit this conversation.
I've always been, you know, a big... pro, like,
I'm not against it, dude. It just feels like the TV department has, like, or rather the movie department has taken a giant step away from the TV department. They're still connected, but they're like, we don't really, you know, talk about those people.
They have the multi-million dollar budgets that S.H.I.E.L.D. does not.
Yeah. I feel that Feige knows that, you know.
He's not in charge of the TV anymore.
If you'll let me finish. I feel like Feige knows that he needs to put all of his cards, you know, of all of his favors for the TV and all that kind of stuff into this, you know, the one kind of shot movie, you know, everything. I feel like if anyone can make it happen, it's him, and he's going to make it happen. So
we'll see.
That's where I'm at. Do we want to give a rating and move on to the other news? Or
I can't think
of anything more that we need to talk about in this episode.
No, it wasn't a bad episode. Just kind of not much happened. So other than we found out the truth about the Patriot, and I kind of felt like we all saw that coming, because we all knew he wasn't the altruistic altar boy, that he wasn't Captain America, you know.
He's a car salesman.
Yeah.
I didn't see that he wasn't Inhuman coming. I just saw that he had something darker in his past.
Well, yeah. The briefcase thing, I was like, oh, he must have like a soldier serum, super soldier serum or something.
They referenced Vienna in an earlier episode as well. I think it was Senator Nadir.
Yeah. When she had him in the back of that limo.
Yeah.
She had the truth about what happened. So, yeah. It was okay. I guess if we're rating it, I'll go first. 3 out of 5 shields.
I agree. 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5, not an axe, but I'll make it work.
Oh, man. All right. So you want to talk about the Logan trailer?
Real quick, I just want to say Sony Pictures confirms animated Spider-Man movie will be about Miles Morales. So it's been confirmed.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now we can talk about the Logan trailer.
Had to get that Spider-Man stuff in there.
I feel like there was some other piece of news, but I can't think of what it was. I just know that was one of the top ones recently.
All right, so Logan trailer. Who wants to go first?
Didn't know Quicksilver was going to be making a cameo appearance at the beginning. It looked like Aaron Aaron Johnson Tyler? What's his name?
Quicksilver from Ultron?
MCU. It looked like him at the very beginning in the convenience store.
Oh, I was like, that wasn't him.
Everyone online was saying that they did double takes. They were like, is that Quicksilver? Because it looked like him.
I mean, yeah, it kind of does. So, yeah. I feel like I'm going to be the one. So, y'all go first. So,
Patrick, do you want to go? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the trailers, and it looks like a good movie. I'm not excited for it. I don't think I'm going to like it very much. For one, I'm not a huge X-Men fan, and two, I don't know. It just seems bleak and dark compared to the others.
It's Old Man Logan, though.
I know, but it's like, I watch X-Men for, you know, people with crazy powers and all this, but they've got such a dark, sort of gritty theme to the latest films that I don't know. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about it. I do know the little girl is awesome, and the clip from the trailer about the X-Men comic, I was laughing pretty hard over.
Real quick, that was not a real comic, but it was done by penciled by Joe Quesada, and inked by Dan Panosian. Is that his name?
Yeah, Panosian. I think is how you say it.
Yeah, and he's posted on Facebook how he was like, my first gig ever drawing in comics was for DC, and the inker was also Dan. He was like, I had no idea Dan was gonna be doing it, but it's really neat that, you know, they sort of still work together.
Quesada started doing like Batman stuff in DC. I think he kind of created the look of Azrael. So which is funny, but yeah, the comic thing was cool. Maybe since Pat has already said that, yeah, this doesn't look like his cup of tea, I can go second and go, like, I really love the first trailer. Mm-hmm. Loved the first trailer. I don't like this trailer.
What don't you love about it?
It just doesn't feel like, it's not as dystopian as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, like when she was in a convenience store, I was like, is this the trailer? Like, what is going on? So, yeah, that kind of irks me, because it's not really the Old Man Logan storyline. It's not,
I mean, Old Man Logan, when he went across, it was...
Sense that he's old and his name is Logan and he's a man, it is the Old Man Logan storyline.
You never let me finish. When he's driving across, there's more modern, but I guess they kind of jump to like straight up futuristic. But there's, you know, there's cities where it's like more, you know, it's nicer stuff. So I kind of went with like maybe they were, you know, about to head into a city, possibly something along those lines.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because, I mean, what was it? Is it a... It's not Magneto, is it? Is that the... Or no, there's Doom. Doesn't Doom have, like, a big city?
I don't think so.
They go through some city, or, like, they pass by it, him and Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, a big, nice one. Yeah, okay, sorry, you can continue. So, you're saying you're not looking forward to it now because of this trailer? Or you're less looking forward to it?
I don't want to say I'm not. I'm still looking forward to it. It just kind of brought my hype down to like maybe a more manageable level. Like, sure. I'm not looking at this going like, we're going to get another X-Men Origins Wolverine. I am looking at going, we're going to get another The Wolverine, which is a really good movie and I really like it, but it's not X-Men 2.
Mm-hmm.
So
United.
Yeah. go Tim. So it's, be the positive.
I think I'm definitely way more excited than Patrick. I'm still sort of like you. I'm trying to not get too excited because I was definitely burned by Apocalypse, and it's so weird because I'm also what are you saying, Pat?
Burned by Apocalypse. Doesn't he set stuff on fire in that movie?
No, not really.
He straight up just destroys things. He obliterates them.
Getting dissolved would probably burn a little bit.
So. But and it's also weird because I'm not really an X-Man fan per se. I like parts, but I really dug the first trailer, like Logan. I also enjoyed this trailer a lot. But then again, it could just because we see Wolverine and Professor X drop the F-bomb. I thought X-23 looked pretty badass. You're gonna have to bleep that. But yeah, I like that Logan grabbed a lot of cigars on his way out of the gas station.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And I did like the part at the beginning he grabs her and he's like, not okay.
I did like the X-23 stuff. I'll say that. So,
is that the girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have, which Patrick's probably going to understand it more than you, Logan, but even I don't even know if Pat's going to get it. The last shot of the trailer before the Professor X line, it basically looks like people even kind of calling it, Wolverine and then in colons, The Last of Us. It's like a video game where basically like an old guy and a little girl kind of going around trying to survive an apocalypse kind of thing. So it's this is basically going to be probably that video game put into a movie. So I'm excited. It also comes out in March, which when you and me were talking the other day, Logan, we were like, are there any X-Men movies out this year? And we said no. And there's Logan in like 2 months.
Oh yeah, that's on the Deadpool podcast.
Yeah.
It doesn't really count, though.
I mean, it's still a movie from Fox.
It is. You're right. X-Men. It just doesn't. I don't count it as part of the X-Men franchise. So, they did confirm that the Legion TV series takes place in a different world than the X-Men movies, so it won't be connected to any of that. So,
they confirmed that it took place in there.
Nope.
Okay.
So, there's some interesting Gotham news. Do you want to talk about that?
I know they confirm like another season, but it's like coming after like a hiatus or something.
Oh, well, I was just going to say it still sucks. So.
that was interesting news. So is that really the only interesting?
Yeah, that show is terrible.
Goodness, Luke.
that Jerome kid is back, who they keep teasing as the Joker. So,
but not the Joker, but still the Joker.
Yeah. So, whatever. But yeah, it's pretty terrible. So, mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, who cares once Legion hits TVs? So,
yeah, I don't think I have any. I was looking through the other news, and I don't really see anything.
Sir Patrick Stewart's gonna play the poop emoji. The emoji.
Are you serious?
Talking about Professor X. Yeah.
Oh, we did get news after we'd already recorded last week's episode.
That's what it was.
Something we talked about on the episode.
Pat brought it up. So, Pat, would you like to say it? Who's coming back for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, yeah. The Koenig.
Patton Oswalt.
Yep.
Patton Oswalt. Yeah, I couldn't remember the actor. I could remember the character name, though.
In 2 weeks.
On the January 31st episode, yeah.
I did not see that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Somebody somewhere on the web suggested that they might be a life model decoy, too.
Well, I mean, haven't we been kind of talking about that?
I think we talked about that since one of them got killed and another one showed up. I was like, are they OMDs?
And they kept talking about their brothers and stuff. We were like, maybe it's just tons of them.
Are y'all at all interested in Riverdale?
And what?
That's the Archie CW show. I'm sort of interested. Haven't seen.
You
like
haven't
Archie
seen
comics?
This? Yes, you haven't seen this, Pat.
No.
So CW is doing it. It starts in like a couple of weeks, I think. It's a show called Riverdale, but it's a supernatural version of maybe not supernatural is not the right word. It's going to have a Twin Peaks-ish vibe to it. But all of the characters are from the Archie comics.
I have no words.
I can't explain why I'm interested in this, but it fascinates me.
And didn't they also just drop the new Twin Peaks revival trailer?
Yeah. That's coming soon, too.
It's funny you mentioned it has like a Twin Peaks kind of vibe to it, and they dropped that trailer.
So,
I'm interested, but I haven't gone searching for the trailer, because there was a trailer that had leaked online. I think it was during Comic-Con, or maybe even before that. And I tried to watch it and find it, but they had taken it down everywhere. And so at that point, I was like, I'll wait for it to come to me. I don't care anymore. So I know Cole Sprouse is in it, though, from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Throwback to a childhood show.
Uh-huh, that's...
It is a childhood show. I don't know where you're going with this.
Not when I was a child, so...
Roll Rain to direct Inhumans, R-O-L-E space R-E-I-N-E.
Yeah, that's who's directing the first two, or the pilot, or the movie, or whatever it is. So, I mean, I don't really know that person or what they've directed.
Actually, Chris Evans. Chris Evans is doing a Christopher's Haven charity escape room thing. If you'd like to donate.
That would be interesting. To get away from Hydra.
I mean, there's a video, and they do excited. There's some hydrate. Just go watch the video. It's good stuff. But then it's for charity, so.
And Ghost Rider will be back for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know if we have already talked about that.
Was that confirmed, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have plans. So, basically, all that was confirmed is that, Robbie Reyes will be back. Johnny Blaze will not be back. They have no plans to bring back the Blaze version of Ghost Rider. So,
well, isn't kind of all the speculation was that he would be maybe getting the Netflix show kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of up in the air. Mm. But I think because of the way somebody would have to step in to take him away from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean? Or from ABC. See, I think it works as like a dibs kind of thing. Like, well, we got dibs if we pass, though. Kind of like with Agent Carter. Did y'all see that? The news?
Go on.
Well, it's not good news.
I just mean, like, go on, speak.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Jeff Loeb, who kind of oversees a lot of the TV stuff, came out this week and said, people ask me all the time about, like, renewing Agent Carter. We didn't cancel Agent Carter. Marvel did not want to cancel Agent Carter. This was not up to us. Completely ABC's decision. So, that's not great. But, apparently, the reason Netflix didn't pick it up is because of the rights in other countries to air Agent Carter. Like, the deal would basically have them only with the American rights, and then it could just stream wherever else. Like, it wasn't lucrative for them. Yeah. Like, they didn't have exclusive rights, so they just passed on it for a financial decision. So, basically, we didn't get more Agent Carter because of a stupid TV deal by Netflix, by ABC, and because they just didn't think the show had a future. Instead, you know, they created a new drama that she's in that
failed miserably.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other news, Dan Buckley named president of Marvel Entertainment.
So, go Dan Buckley.
Sadly, Perlmutter's still there. He still has to report in.
He's not a good dude, from what I understand. Yeah. He's a shrewd businessman, but.
Doctor Strange is finally going to be opening up in Japan on January 27th.
Oh, that's nice. So did we talk about the Doctor Strange news last week, too? I can't remember.
What was the news?
That Benedict Cumberbatch will not be playing Doctor Strange in Avengers Infinity War?
Do you really want to go with that clickbait headline?
I mean, that's the thing that set me off.
His stunt double is doing all the shots from behind, and they're going to go back to the reshoots, because that's what reshoots are for sometimes, and have the front shots and whatnot of Benedict be actually Benedict.
How mad did the clickbaity headlines, like, how mad did that make you?
It did, I mean, it didn't make me mad. It's more, what's making me mad is more so you going along with the
clickbait. Yeah, I hadn't heard that. And as soon as you said it, I'm like,
it's not news. What? It's not. It's fake news. It's.
No, I mean, it is news. It's really happening.
It's yeah, it's not news.
All it is just them confirming that Benedict Cumberbatch, like Robert Downey Jr. before him, and probably just about everybody else, in shots where you can't see his face, and they're not up close, will not be played by Benedict Cumberbatch. Doctor Strange will be his body double, or stunt double, or whatever.
That's what
his stand-in.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody that thinks that Robert Downey Jr. was running around in Avengers for, like, the extent that Iron Man is actually in Avengers is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think people were thinking he was doing that.
Some people do believe that.
I don't think I've ever even spared a moment to think about that.
Dude, you'd be surprised at the things that people... Like, I remember going to see, I can't remember what it was, and somebody asking me, like, it was one of the X-Men movies. And at the end of the movie, they're like, well, how come Fury didn't show up to recruit the X-Men? I was like, oh, God. Like, do I really have to explain this?
I think that's a little different, because that's, you know, I feel like that's a bit different than saying, you know, oh...
People don't understand the rights to movie properties. They definitely don't understand the idea that all the shots you see of somebody in a movie are not of that person, actually.
I mean, I think that the stunt doubles and whatnot are more... They're more common knowledge than the specific rights of a, you know, of these cinematic universes that technically are together, but technically not. So I don't know that I would rope it all in together in that sense, but I can understand that some people wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't kind of even think, or they'd assume that was all the same person.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating, which is what makes clickbait headlines like that infuriating for me, because I'm like, I see it and I don't think clickbait headline. I think, oh, God, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, why are they replacing Benedict Cumberbatch? And then I read it and go, oh, well, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Like, that's what Downey does.
Mm-hmm.
So, why not?
I'm not sure how to say the name, but apparently it's Miguel Ferrer, the person, the actor that played the vice president in Iron Man 3. He's died at the age of 61.
What?
And that was posted 2 hours ago, so.
It must have just happened.
just today it was announced that he was cast in the new Teen Titans animated movie.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
That's a bummer,
man.
Maybe this is not an omen, not the start of another 2016.
Yeah, January 19th, age 61. I love this dude, man. Like, going back to RoboCop.
Mm.
Like, he's a phenomenal actor, man. A great character actor. And that is an absolute freaking bummer, man. He was big into voiceover stuff. And he's gonna be in the new Twin Peaks. He's Albert Rosenfeld in Twin Peaks, which I've never seen. But, yeah, he did a lot of DC voiceover stuff, man. He was in the Young Justice cartoon.
Like I said, it just confirmed his new Teen Titans animated one. So, yeah, I wonder if he had filmed it, you know, or if he had recorded anything already, or if it was, you know.
He was Silvermane in Spectacular Spider-Man. Martian Manhunter in Justice League The New Frontier.
Who was he in Young Justice?
You said he was a bunch of people in Young Justice. Okay. Vandal Savage was the big one, I think.
I wonder if they'll not bring back... It's been a while since I've watched Young Justice, because Netflix confirmed, you know, season 3 of Young Justice. Yeah. I wonder how that's
going. It's just cool. But yeah, he had like major, major geek cred, man. Like, going way back. In the Superman cartoon in the 90s. He was even in I actually have this on video somewhere, a live-action pilot that CBS commissioned for a Justice League TV show.
Who did he play?
I believe he was the Martian Manhunter.
Is it the one I'm thinking about? Is the one with what's it like Fire and Ice?
Yeah.
He was Martian Manhunter?
He was in it. I can't remember if he was the Martian Manhunter or not.
Okay. I believe that he's in it. I don't think he's Martian Manhunter, because I just listened to something the other day, and I feel like I can't remember the name. I feel like another name saying was playing Martian Manhunter.
See, now I want to look it up.
You got well, we could look it up and bring back the news for it next week.
He just died.
On a semi-related point, Lucasfilms came out and confirmed they have no intentions of putting a young Carrie Fisher or anything else.
Yeah, that was a bad rumor. I don't know how that got started or why anybody, believed it. I was like, that just doesn't sound like something they would do.
So, I don't doubt that they would eventually have her in something. I just, in a more recent kind of, what's the word? In a more recent film, I wasn't expecting her to be in any of them. But I could see in the foreseeable future, her have some kind of pop-up role or something. I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean,
to retire her character completely, I just didn't see it happening.
Well, I mean, I think they finished filming for episode 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that mean something? She's going to die in episode 8 and she's not going to be in episode 9?
Not necessarily. I assume she was, but I've been assuming she was for a while now, though. But I feel like I keep cutting you off, Logan. Do you have something you want to say?
No, I can tell you you were right, if that makes you feel better. He wasn't Martian Manhunter. David Ogden Steers was Martian Manhunter. He was the weatherman.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah. So, I knew he was in it, though. So, I like that dude. That's a freaking shame, man. Way to end on a bummer, Tim.
Well, if you want to hear something crazy, thousands of red Skittles spill onto Dodge County Highway. You check that out later. But until then, Logan, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter at Deadpool1979. DEDPOOL1979.
You can find me on Twitter at Timothy, TIMOTHAY.
And you can find me on Twitter at Patrick_Hearn, HEARN.
And we're also on Twitter at Shield Your Ears. Find all the other stuff that we do over at filmdispenser.com. Including the other podcasts that I'm on, that Tim is on occasionally. Patrick, you're not on enough podcasts.
No, so, I should join more.
Yeah, that's always a good time. So we'll be back next week talking about more Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Until then, go write and review us on iTunes. I don't know if we've gotten any in a while, so helps other people find us. And we kind of need other people to find us. So we'll see you guys next week.
Later.
I want Skittles.